So after rabbiting on a lot, now we do some meditation. So if you like to close your eyes, with your eyes closed, you start feeling your posture. You don't think about it, you don't decide, I should sit like this, I should sit like that. You feel it, experience it, to find out whether it's correct or not. So first of all, with your eyes closed, become aware of the position of your legs, especially whether they are comfortable or not. So you ask the question, a great way of starting off mindfulness, awareness. Ask a question, are you happy down there? Are you comfortable, legs? Do you want to move? That straight away brings up awareness of the feelings in your legs. So it can tell you whether you need to adjust your legs. To push them forward, to push them back, separate them, whatever. So that your legs are comfortable. And then once your legs are comfortable, then you ask your bottom. Bottom, do you need to be adjusted? How do you feel down there? When you arouse mindfulness, you get feedback, and the feedback tells you whether you need to move or not. If you do move, you still get the feedback to say whether it's better or worse. That way you can adjust your posture. Simple learning through the power of mindfulness together with kindness. And then you ask your back. Back, do you need to be adjusted? Sometimes I like to keep my back nice and taut, stretch it out. Sometimes just let it become loose. I find the best posture for my back by experimenting, always being aware, and finding the best position for my back today. It's not always the same. And then once my back is comfortable, then I check my hands. People fidget their hands because they pay very little attention to whether their hands are comfortable. When your hands are comfortable, then check your shoulders to make sure they're not too tight, they're nice and loose. Then go up to your head, nicely balanced on top of the neck. Not too far forward, not too far back. Not to the left, not to the right, just nicely balanced. And then, as you've heard me do before many times, I check the muscles around my eyes. Because if I am stressed, if I'm tired, if I'm anxious, those muscles are in a different configuration. That's why you can read people's emotions from their face. So I'm aware of those muscles, mindful of them, and then I relax them. Once you are aware, it's not that hard to let go. Because you get feedback. If I am stressing, they get tighter. If I let go, they get looser. Until the muscles in my face become so at ease, so loose. And once your body is relaxed, it's called a good posture. But before you leave the body totally, I ask you to have a quick scan through the body, probably something inside. Is there something inside your body which is irritating or painful, throbbing, itchy, or just unbalanced? You can't give it a name, but it's not quite right. If so, focus on it. Zoom in, which is another word for focusing. When you're aware of that feeling, that ache, that irritation, that throb, what do you need to do to lessen the irritation? Experiment, trial and error. You're always aware, looking at that irritation. And you soon find it's one's mental attitude to these things which makes it worse, which makes it better. Kindness, embracing, letting it be. You feel the result of that attitude. Things relax, open up, ease off. The mind's power over the body. Relax everything. And once your body feels really at ease, aches and pains have been dealt with, tightnesses have been released, it's like you've just been to a beach, been to a spa, soaked in a hot tub. You feel so relaxed physically. Now you're ready to relax your mind, otherwise known as meditation. Just relax it. So what do? We look at our peaceometer. How irritated or anxious or agitated are you, and how peaceful? Give it a number from 1 to 10. 10 is very agitated, 1 is peaceful. Doesn't matter what number you give it, what is important is you're looking at the right place. That part of your mind which tells you how peaceful or how excited you are, That is called the peaceometer. Once you're aware, mindful of that, you'll soon find what brings your mind to deeper and deeper states of peace and what agitates it. Trying, wanting something, in other words, living in the future, just makes you busy and agitated. Carrying the burdens of the past just makes you more tired. Living in the present moment, happy to be here no matter what's happening, making peace with this moment, opening the door of your heart to it, being gentle, makes your mind more peaceful. And you can feel that, experience that, you can know it directly. What makes you peaceful, what makes you agitated? That's called insight. Is experiencing your mind getting more peaceful. If you get lost in a running commentary on what's happening, then again you're living in the past, describing what just happened. Shh. Listen rather than talking inside. And the peaceometer goes down to one. Often happens naturally, you can start to be aware of your breathing. This gentle rhythm of the breathing, just going in, going out, by watching the waves on the beach come in and go out on a calm, peaceful day. Just breathing in, breathing out. The most simple thing you can watch. Breathing in peace, however you imagine peace to be. Breathing out, let go of whatever is burdening or irritating or troubling you. Breathing in peace, breathe out, let go.
getting very close to the end of the meditation. How do you feel? How relaxed is your body? And how peaceful and content is your mind? And why? What worked? Oh, knowing the gong to end the meditation. Excellent. So I did see a few people outside. So can we ask everyone to move up a bit closer, please, so that those in the back can get in. And those in the front can be closer to the source of power. There you go. Okay, most people are getting their seats now. So for this evening's exciting talk, just usually try and make it relative to ordinary daily events and how we can understand them in terms of Buddhism, real Buddhist practice. And there's two things which happened in the last week. And one, I got an email from somebody, a study from Brown University, about the dangers of meditation, the downside of mindfulness practice. And also, at the same time, you all know a couple of days ago, there was a terrorist attack in Manchester. Now I'm going to connect the two together. So this is interesting. How can you actually do this? But, now you start off with some of the Buddhist ideals. Now, why is it that Buddhists don't have terrorists? Are we missing out on modern life? And the answer, well, we want to start off the answer, this little quote which I cut out from a newspaper a long time ago, which I read out at Parliament House. We had a Waysak celebration in Federal Parliament on the 10th of May, and I read this out to the pollies. There wasn't many there, but Richard Di Natale was there from the Greens, and so nice to see him there for celebrating Waysak Day in Federal Parliament in Canberra. Anyway, this is what I read out. It's a cutout from Letters to the Editor of the Sydney Morning.